This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the stewie-wee-wee.
To the stew.
I don't know what that remix was. Stewie-wee.
I liked it.
First and foremost.
Yes.
Love the shirt.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are watching on Spotify. Also, did you see someone said that we need to start doing them on YouTube?
Well, funny you guys should mention that because we are going to start posting these on YouTube.
Sorry, this is such a tangent, but we actually are going to start posting on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, I'm wearing this very fun shirt today.
If you're thinking about dumping him, this is your sign.
This is your sign.
Okay. Through action.
It's your sign.
Action those thoughts. But yes, YouTube, this will probably go on YouTube.
Some people are Apple users, so we need to...
Who?
Actually, a lot of people use Apple.
Podcasts. Actually, I think half of our audience...
is on Apple.
Is on Apple. Yeah. I have
seen I always that. Forget. I'm like, oh, yeah, Spotify. And then I'm like,
Yeah, sorry, Apple users. No shame in the Apple game. Let me be clear. No. I used to be an Apple girl.
Really?
I swapped to Spotify quite late for podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, I swapped to Apple quite late in the game.
Okay, right.
Because I used to keep music on Spotify, podcasts on Apple. Mm-hmm. And then now I've moved completely up to Spotify. Anyway, we actually are already on YouTube.
Oh, we are. Oh, we actually
are. We have shorts.
We have shorts, but we need to start doing the full clips.
Yeah.
Life updates. What's new?
Well, you're in Sydney.
I'm in Sydney.
Which, I mean.
In the stew.
In the stew.
Yeah.
My life updates, honestly, not a lot. So, yeah. But I've just been dealing with, you know, just like some annoying things in my life.
Okay, right.
Like Minnie, like having chronic.
We think Minnie's in her rebellious. How old is she?
She's 7 months.
Okay, right. So is that like teenage?
It's prime. Dogs go through, for people who don't know, mm-hmm. there's like the puppy phase, mm-hmm. which is hell. Mm-hmm. And then there's a teenage phase, which is actually worse.
Okay, right.
And so you train them in the puppy phase. Mm-hmm. They get, you know, kind of good and then they revert back and things that didn't used to scare them or things like naughty behaviors that they didn't used to do, they pick up new ones.
Right.
Like now she like has started like barking at dogs. Mm-hmm. I can't. She's barking at me. She had diarrhea all week. Like, this bitch is, like, on my last nerve. Right. Mm-hmm. I feel just completely broken inside.
You're a stressed mom.
I was stressed.
You're a stressed mom.
I'm a stressed stay-at-home dog mom. But that's okay. She's fine. She recovered. Mm. My rug is still around. Mm-hmm. You know when they, like, shit themselves and they step in it and then, like, walk through your apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but like I feel for you.
But everything's fine. Apart from that, just hashtag mum life.
Yeah. You had a very wholesome weekend in.
I do. I've had two wholesome weekends because this weekend is like the complete opposite of wholesome.
Yeah. You've got something on Friday night too, don't you? And Saturday.
Friday night. I don't know why I paused before saying my boyfriend. That still gives me the ick to say.
My boyfriend.
So I can call him Tom now. Mm-hmm. I have Tom's Christmas party, so I'm going to go to that.
Will that be a big night, do you think?
Yes. We have golf in the morning.
Okay, right.
I've never played golf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to get a
cue. On Saturday morning?
Friday morning.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I'm playing golf. I don't know how the fuck to do that. I have to find a new golf outfit. Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out. And then it turns into an afternoon of drinking. Mm. I'm assuming golf will also be drinking.
It will be. On your little golf carts, that'll be so fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. That'll be fun. But then we've got Saturday, we've got our Clio Christmas party, mm-hmm. which, you know, if you're new here, the Clios is our friend group.
Yeah.
Why we call it that?
We don't know.
That's a story for another time. Actually, it's such like a stupid
story.
It's
such a stupid story. It just stuck around one day.
Well, the short of it, for anyone new here, basically we have one friend called Liv and she's from New Zealand and we call her Clio because that's how she thinks we sound is Clio.
Yeah.
So she was Clio, and then we turned the whole group into the Clios.
Mm. And now we're all the Clios.
Now we're all the Clios. Mm. But Liv is Clio. Whatever. I every maybe time we explain this, I'm like, yes, I know it is so stupid.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
But yeah, we've got Cleo Christmas mm-hmm. on Saturday.
That'll be at Mimi's. Lovely. Mimi's. I'm very excited.
Yeah, get a little bit mm-hmm. loosey-goosey again.
But it's good because it starts early.
Mm.
See, I love that. I love a long lunch.
Will it be an early finish?
Well, I think it will be because we're starting it. It's at 2:45.
Mm-hmm. I have trust issues. I'm like, will it be 2:45 a.m. or?
No, that's a long time. We've done worse.
We've definitely
done worse. Yeah, okay. Maybe, I don't know.
We'll see.
No, actually, I've got a flight the next day. I can't.
No, that's actually trauma-inducing.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Feel sick. So yeah, that's my life. What about you, doll?
I feel like I'm very,
erect.
I'm so erect.
We're so stiff in here. I like it.
This is good for our posture. What is new? Not really that much is new. I've been in Sydney today is Wednesday. I've been here since Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here till Sunday. It's been like 10 days.
That is a long time.
It's been really nice, guys. I love being back in Sydney. I'm having a great old time. I'm
trying to bring it back permanently ASAP.
Well, since being back here, I've started to put like more steps in place to get here faster again.
Thank God.
So anyway, stay tuned for that. But yeah, no, it's been good. Haven't really done too much. I had a lovely day out, solo date with myself on Saturday. Honestly, I think I texted you and I was like, do you know who I love hanging out with? Myself. Because I just had the best day. I like took myself shopping in Paddington. I went and got my nails done all by myself and it was just beautiful.
Sometimes you really do just need days alone.
You do.
I love a solo recharge.
No, me too. It was the best. It was honestly the best.
Well, I actually have a huge update about you.
Okay.
You're a Swifty now.
Oh yeah, I am a Swifty. I actually have been listening to Swifty. I've been listening to Taylor Swift so much in my hotel room, like every time I've been getting ready, pumping.
My jaw. I mean, do you know what? I'm not that surprised because how could you not be a Swiftie? Mm. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's just like so nice to finally have you crossing over.
Yeah. Mm. I really like Now That We Don't Talk, the Slay. Mm-hmm. What's the other one that I really liked? I like All Too Well.
No,
not All Too Well. Now That We Don't Talk. If you open my Spotify right now, like go straight to Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Stop. Is It Over Now?
Oh, that's it.
So those are my three favorites.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
That's like proper like Swifty taste too. That's like not radio songs.
Yeah, no. Songs. I don't really like the pop, like the super poppy stuff. That's what I don't, which is what I thought. That's like in my mind what I thought Taylor Swift was. That's why I was like, I'm not really a Swifty.
Yeah.
Then these songs I like.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you here.
Yeah. It's great to be here, honestly.
Thank you. I feel like finally the last piece is like if we went to the Taylor Swift concert together.
I could see us going.
Well, there's no tickets.
Oh, when is it?
Unless you want to buy us premium packages. Unless you want to buy us a premium package.
A meet and greet.
The only option is a meet and greet, Mads. Shit. It's 50K. Can you buy it?
When is it?
Soon. I think next year.
Oh, shit. Okay. Also, the weekend cancelled. Can we talk about that? We're supposed to go.
We're supposed to be
Friday, this Friday.
Yeah. But we're not.
We're not.
Guys, we had such a fun potential experience ahead of us that is now wiped from underneath our feet.
That would have been so fun.
It was weekend. It was a private box. Let me be clear. We were not we were not paying for it.
It was an invite to a private box at the weekend.
Which is crazy. With food. Free food. Are and you drinks. Kidding?
Like,
fuck.
Say less.
I know. First world problems. But then he cancelled.
So it's not happening. Very disappointed.
What was his reasoning? Do you know?
I don't think he gave. He said clashing scheduling issues.
Conference. Right. So he got paid to go somewhere else, probably.
So.
Cool. All right. Well,
quite sad.
You sucked in that show you made.
That would have been so fun. Imagine that on Friday.
I'm just throwing like low blows because I'm pissed off. I'm like, you sucked in that show. I hate that show. What was it? Idol.
Oh, the Idol is so bad.
Couldn't get through the first episode.
I couldn't even watch it. I actually couldn't even watch it. And it wasn't the same dude that did Euphoria. And I loved Euphoria.
I think that's why it went bad, apparently, because he came in and changed the whole thing up.
Oh, see, I loved Euphoria.
Mm.
I think that's coming out next year, the new season.
I hope so.
Fuck, I loved Euphoria. Yeah. So good. I binged it so hard.
12s? Mm. That's why I keep saying 12s. It means like 12 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
No one gets. I need 12. It. It's not something. It's not something.
13s.
No, I actually need to.
Yeah,
I actually 16. Need to stop saying it because it's like, what the fuck does that mean? But I'll just be 12s. Like 12s, or I'll be like 10s.
I get 10s, but 12s, that's like saying 16s.
12s, 16's too far.
19s.
No, that's too far. 12 is just enough past 10 that it's like, fuck, it's 10 is the maximum. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
So 12.
But 12 is like,
okay, I get
gagged. It's like a little bit more premium.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I also think we should address the elephant in the room. My receding hairline.
Shut up. Oh, my God. You don't have a receding hairline. What do you
my
mean?
Hair's down. Do you know why I wore it down? Because last week I wore it up.
Why don't you pull it back? Just pull it back. Just do it. It's not. That's just your hairline.
It's receding.
Has it gone back? Have you, like...
I don't know.
I don't think it
is. But I've been doing slick buns for, like, a year or two now, and I think it's actually caused some strife.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways.
Go to Turkey.
No, I was talking to Tom, and I was like, who would have thought that I'd be the one who needs a hair transplant first? Like, it's actually me.
I've seen girls do it.
Female pattern balding or whatever.
I've seen girls fully do it to get their... hairline perfect.
I'm thinking about it. I also think like I could just embrace it.
I honestly don't think and that's I have, not me just saying that. Like it's not bad. I have this is in your head. But I get when you get something in your head and it's all you can think about.
What I think's making it worse is because my roots are slightly lighter than the rest of my hair.
Right.
I haven't had my hair dyed in like 2-3 months, right? Yeah. It's looking ratty. There's like 4 different tones going on right now. So but when it's slick back, the roots look lighter.
Right.
And I think with the white lining from last week, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, I am balding. So
I honestly didn't even notice. Like when I was doing the clips, I didn't even tell. What is on me?
Sorry. What the fuck was that? That leads me to my first in of the week, hair growth oil. Mm-hmm. I've been using the Vegamore hair growth oil.
Is it Vegamore or Vegamore?
Not sure. Not sponsored. So
okay. Honestly, who cares?
I haven't really looked into the pronunciation.
Just kidding.
I've been saying Vegamore. We went to their event. Do you remember?
Yes.
That's where I got it from.
I've heard that Olaplex, people are having some issues with Olaplex now. Oh. Like everyone's gone back on Olaplex.
Oh.
Remember how everyone was like obsessed with the, I don't know what it was.
The bonding.
Yeah.
Crap.
Like what's it called? The treatment, not like the shampoo. Like the actual
treatment. The leave-in.
Apparently it's not good for your hair now.
I've been K18.
That's
great.
What I was about to say. K18.
Yeah, K18. Honestly, I'm on like a full hair care journey.
Wow.
Even further now. I've cranked it up a notch since the receding hairline. It's Vegamore hair drops. Mm-hmm. I use the Oribe or whatever.
Honestly, I don't know. Oribe.
If you guys want to work with us, I'll Google your pronunciation. In the meantime, Oribe.
We'll get it right. Orb. We promise.
I've been using their leave-in conditioner. It's like a blue one. So thick, so good. And then their curl defining cream. So thick, so good. Mm-hmm. And then K18. And also using the, I think it's O, what's that naturals? It's like, I think it's OGX. I don't know. You get it from Priceline. Yeah. It's like this little clear bottle, tiny. Yeah. Looks like travel size, but it's a full size. It's like a coconut hair treatment oil. Mm-hmm. Put it in, like, grease my whole hair up the day before I wash it. It's amazing.
What are all the girlies doing? Rosemary, like hair oiling?
Oh, yep. I think.
I've seen people talking about hair oiling with rosemary oil. Yes.
I know. I need to do that. I need to get cooking in the kitchen. I need, seriously, like, I'm putting in the work.
Yeah.
I want long, luscious hair and no receding hairline.
Okay.
So that's what I want for
Christmas. What about you also take some vitamins? Do they do anything? I don't know.
I'm not trying to take vitamins. Okay. No, I take vitamins.
Hair growth, hair, skin and nail ones.
I'm too impatient with that stuff. Like I just am like, oh, is it even working? And then I stop taking it. But I think you're supposed to take them for like 3 months and that's when you get results.
Right.
But after like 2 weeks, I'm like.
You should just come in like a full lace front.
Well, I was going to.
Just like really long, luscious hair.
So after the last two episodes we did at Stu, if you guys saw, the receding hair.
You're drawing so much attention. Everyone's going to go back and be like, what?
Anyways, at least you're ahead of the joke. Back to the purpose. I saw it and I looked so white as well and my receding hairline. And the whiteness, I didn't remember not putting that much makeup on that day. Mm-hmm. Anywho, so I was going to come today. I've been sending Maddie inspo pics all week of like girls with like full beat glam lace front wigs and like bodycon dresses. I'm like, this is how I'm rocking up to the Stu next week. But here I am in my active wear. But I did wear my hair out.
I like it. It's nice.
Slightly darker foundation. Hoping for the best. Hopefully we look good.
We don't.
It's best not to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ins and outs.
In, hair growth out, oil out, my hairline. I write these and then I look back.
It's a common theme this week, guys. It's a common theme.
I should probably change that up.
Well, I mean, Yeah.
Well, my next
I think that's a good out and a good in.
Yeah. In and out.
Yeah.
Hopefully they go hand in hand. You might notice I'm keep looking at my nails. It's because they're disgusting. So in, I'm going to put nails back on. I know I took nails off recently and said naked nails are in. Now I have decided that naked nails are trash.
Okay.
So I'd like to double back on what I said.
Mine are very, like, raw this week.
Yours
is yours are actual stray raw.
Like, that looks like a boy's hands. Yeah. Like, if a boy had the nails I have, I would not have sex with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, if a, if a guy came to me and he was like, lay down, like, I'm going to, you know, with these nails.
Wait, what would you do?
No, I would say no.
What would you do if a guy had really long fingernails?
I'd say, can you cut your nails? Like, that is like, imagine getting. Terrifying. Also, like, the bacteria.
Dude, ew.
Like, look how much bacteria would be under these.
Ew.
Like, I would not let anyone finger me on these nails. And I'm just out here walking around like it's not a problem.
Okay, shit.
To be fair, my boyfriend has, like, mentioned it at least 6 times that I need to get my nails done.
Yeah, right. He probably doesn't want those hands touching his well, area.
I thought maybe he's obviously going to propose to me.
The only logical solution is I'm getting proposed to.
The Delulu is the Salulu. He's probably like, you are unhygienic and disgusting. And I'm like, he wants to marry me. He's going to propose any second now, and he's just waiting for me to get my nails done.
Stop.
Ooh. Let me just. He's gonna be naughty in here.
Welcome.
Do you have?
Okay, mine are so random. My in is 80s music.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen, I know.
Nah, talk to me. Talk to me.
This is like, I actually have no explanation for this other than the fact that I just like love 80s music.
Give me like... sing a couple
like the Talking, I actually don't know if they're from the 80s, but I'm assuming so, like the Talking Heads,
the Rolling Stones.
I actually do like the Rolling Stones.
Is that 80s? I'm just thinking of band t-shirts.
80s is more like poppy. The Eurythmics, I actually don't know how to pronounce it, but I like their stuff.
Okay,
like ABBA.
Oh, I love ABBA.
The Talking Heads.
Uh-huh.
Billy Joel. Just like really throwbacks, you know? She,
Billy Joel.
I just like that stuff. So anyways, that's on my ins. Okay. I think I've been hanging out with my parents too much. That's probably where.
Yeah, dude, move back to Sydney. You're freaking me out.
It's because they put it on when they cook dinner, and then I'm like, yeah, that's, vibing to it. Okay, my so next cute. One. This is like a food one. Oranges.
Groundbreak.
I fucking love oranges.
You're on the citrus?
I just like love peeling them, and you just sink your teeth in. I've just been having oranges for like dessert every night. So good.
Fuck, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Oranges, so random. I was never an orange girl. Like mango, yes. Oranges, didn't care for them, but now love them.
We already know that if you don't like mango, you're a sociopath.
Oh yeah, it's my dad, by the way. He listened to the episode. What did he say? Like, I'm the one that doesn't like mangoes. And I'm like, you're a psycho.
Did he have any ill feelings towards me calling him a sociopath?
Yeah, he did actually.
What did he say?
He said, fuck. No, I think he is aware that it's crazy, so he, like, understands.
He knows that it is.
He knows that it's weird.
It is weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Mangoes are delicious. They're actually coming into season.
Yeah, I know. I'm
so excited.
I can't stop eating them.
Have an orange next time.
Mm.
They're really good, dude. Once you get it peeled and it's, like, all that flesh and you just, like...
Dog, I've had an orange.
I know, but how good is it? How good? But
compared to a mango, incomparable.
But see, sometimes mango, like, it's just so much effort.
It is a lot of admin, it's like a the lot slices. Of admin,
although actually you still have to peel. Anyways, this is a conversation.
Thanks for coming to our fruit shop. Move along.
Move along.
Okay. Matt Rife.
Oh.
Let's get it.
Another elephant in the room.
Well, okay. So if you're not familiar, currently he's in a bit of strife for his comedy.
In a lot of strife.
But I'd like to take you all back before the strife began on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Just for my personal input of the story.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The fuck?
When you need to hit the word count on your assignments, so you just start adding words in. Well, Matt Rife is in some strife. I've only ever seen this dude on TikTok, right? And I was like, he's pretty good looking for a comedian. I know that's bitchy to say, but like normally they're not hot.
Mm.
We can address that.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's hot because he's funny. Do you think Adam Sandler's hot? You kind of looked at me like you didn't. No. You wouldn't marry Adam Sandler.
No. I think Adam Sandler's so not hot. Sorry, Adam Sandler, if you're listening.
No, like, yeah, he's not, but like.
No. I'm like shocked that you said.
Kevin Hart, if he wasn't short.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart's right.
But I'm like the slim pickings. Mm-mm. Pete Davidson.
You love Pete Davidson.
He's hot. Okay, I just think Kevin Hart. Sorry, I think Adam Sandler's hot because he's like a good dad and he like wears like baggy clothes and he's funny and he makes movies that involves his wife and kids, which I think is really cute. Okay, back to it. Matt Rife, hot, objectively, you know, for a comedian.
I think he's good looking.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. Whatever. Moving on.
You get it.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So his thing, Netflix special number one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for a couple of laughs.
Yeah.
Number one, seeing this guy on TikTok, must be funny. Turned it off within like 10 minutes. Not funny, not laughing. And this was before I saw any controversy. I didn't even see anyone post that he had a special. I just organically found it on Netflix. Okay. Opens up with a domestic violence joke.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's getting him cancelled. The black eye. The black eye joke.
Yes. When I watched it, I thought instantly, oh, why has he not been cancelled for this? Mm. And then a few days pass and, well, he is. Not funny.
Have you also seen his apology?
No, what is it?
So basically, for reference, he has done this Netflix joke where he basically makes fun of this waitress because she had a black eye.
Also his first joke that he opens with that, like.
And he's basically made it clear that it's from someone bashing her and he was like, she should be out back, like we don't want to see that.
I don't know. Put her in the kitchen because she has a black eye.
Super hectic.
Yeah, not funny.
And then this is, you're actually going to die at this apology, I think. I hope it's still in his story. Oh, he deleted it. His apology was like, hey guys, if you're offended by my jokes, here's my official statement for my apology. And then it's a link and it said, I hope this clears everything up, and it's a link. I'm sorry, I can't
even. Tell me. I won't look at you.
It's a link to.
Hey, I won't look at you.
It's a link to special needs helmets. It's not funny. It's really not funny.
Wait, that is not okay.
It's not funny at all.
It's funny because it's not funny. And it's also just so fucking outrageous that
it's not funny at all. Like, it's so inappropriate.
So he doubled down.
So he literally was like, this is my apology, and then linked like special needs helmet.
So he was like, hey, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make fun of abused women and then double down by making fun of disabled people.
Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
Are you okay in the head?
So sorry.
Who is on Matt Rife's PR team?
I know. It's gone now. I wonder if he deleted it. But everyone is like going.
I have not seen someone double down that hard before. Do you know what? There's something to be said for, like, I love a little bit of crude comedy.
I even like dark humor sometimes, yes. But that's like crossing a line.
I think it's crossing a line because one woman is killed every 6 days in Australia. Mm. I'm sure, assuming it might be worse in America. Bigger population. Yeah. I'm just putting it out there.
Mm.
Haven't done any research, but it's kind of like one of those things that it is a current issue.
I watched another comedian, actually. He did a stand-up show. He's in America. He has Your Mum's House podcast. Anyways, he did a comedy show and it was actually really funny. And he does joke about things like, I'm obviously not going to repeat it because I can't execute.
Yeah.
But he had stuff that was like inappropriate, but it was funny. And it wasn't like, I don't know, it feels different to this joke.
It's all like the delivery and like also who the person is that's delivering it. Yeah. Like there's so many things that go into it. Yeah. And I hate that comedy feels like it has to be so censored now. Mm. And what about me-ism? Trust me, like I fully get it, you know, whatever. But there are, like you said, some things just still aren't that funny.
Yeah.
Like domestic violence, not funny. That's not how you open a show. Also, I saw apparently he made the show kind of like to laugh at women because he wanted to get a male following. He wanted to get the, what's it called? Like admiration of men because his main demographic is all women. And I think he maybe isn't taken as seriously in the comedy world because it's such a boys club and they're all, you know, all the boys are laughing at the boys and he's only got girls laughing at him. So I think that's why he leaned so far into
that makes sense.
I'm a fucking dude.
But still shouldn't have done it.
But also don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
You know, if all the girls. Well,
like everyone is roasting him now.
Yeah.
It's all like,
if your audience is mainly women, you get a Netflix special. Don't be so stupid to come on.
And then your apology. Like that's your apology.
And then double down by also shitting on disabled people.
He really does not care. He does not care.
I mean, fuck.
I mean, I think he said he went from earning $40,000 last year to making $25 million this year.
No, he's chilling.
It's like he doesn't care.
He's probably like laughing on his yacht somewhere. Like,
yeah,
whatever. Okay. Well, Matt Rife, you are on the dog list. You also made fun of Crystal Girls and that one hit a chord. That's when I turned it off. I was like, I hate this show.
Kaylin wasn't happy with that one, Matt.
But like that was pre, you know, I wasn't just jumping on the bandwagon. My independent critical thinking, critical thinking. I don't have that. But my independent thoughts instantly. And even my boyfriend, like he didn't laugh.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, well then.
It's not funny.
No one's laughing. Yeah. This is just a shit show. We turned it off. So sucks to be Matt Rife.
Wonder if Netflix will like remove the show.
They might.
People get too mad about the jokes.
I mean, the thing is, the more people shit on it, the more money he's making. That's more what people I mean. Watch he's the like special.
40K last year to what now? 25 mil.
I mean, he probably doesn't give a fuck. And he's probably got some guys being like, nah, bro, it's fucking hilarious. Like, don't worry about it. It'll pass.
He would have so many dudes that would actually be like that.
Yeah. It's just like, try a bit harder to be funny. Maybe you could like think a little bit deeper and come up with some, you know, funnier things. Because like girls are so funny and we don't, whatever. I just think there should be more women comedians, but I won't go on that. Like we guys honestly, are just.
Dude, you need to listen to Your Mum's House. Husband, wife duo. She's really funny. She's a comedian too.
Oh, it's not the guys from the Bear show. I think there's a bear in the title. No. There's these two like dads and they like kind of like drink beer and like laugh and they're funny.
They're husband wife. They went on what's that girls podcast, the two girls, Rena and someone.
Oh my God. Girls Gotta Eat.
Girls Gotta Eat. They went on that podcast.
Rena and Ashley.
Yes. Or maybe they went on their one. I don't know. Whatever. Point is, she's a funny comedian.
Cross promotions.
There needs to be more female comedians.
I think girls are way funnier than guys.
Yeah.
And I will die on that hill. Mm-hmm. But girls just don't get into comedy because it's a boys club and boys are like, show us your tits. Laughing at like, get in the kitchen, you know.
Make me a sandwich.
Whereas girls are like thinking of like well thought out, like funny, like smart jokes. Like
the delivery, like what words should be emphasized to make it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I'm actually not that into the comedy space. So this is all just me just siding with the girls always.
I like Seinfeld. I like Jerry Seinfeld.
Do you know I heard recently that someone else's podcast. I actually can't remember all those. We could just keep plugging. He struggled with his career when he got too famous because he couldn't go to coffee shops and like watch people and how they interact. And he like really struggled with like becoming famous.
That's his whole material.
Yeah.
Right?
He's like, I can't think of anything funny. Like I can't because he wasn't able to go sit there. Yeah. When I was a kid, like when my stepdad likes it a lot. So I'd like pop in and watch episodes.
Seinfeld. I literally was watching it last night.
I just remember, no soup for you.
Yeah.
I was like one of the only.
The soup Nazi.
That's like one of the
is
early
that politically
things.
Correct? Sorry.
You didn't make it up.
Okay. It was from Seinfeld. Don't come for me.
No. Okay. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. I'm getting scared.
I'm freaking out. Okay. Moving on.
I have a theory that I feel like I need to share with the girlies.
Please bring it to the. Whoa. I was kind of got it like mid.
I saw on TikTok where we get all of our information from.
The library.
Oh, yeah. The library. Yes.
I was at the library the other day.
We frequent the library. I have heard of a new theory called the comfy outfit theory.
Talk to me.
So basically it was these girls and they were dressed in, I think it was like full sweatsuit, tracksuit.
Like gray matching set.
Gray matching set.
Sneakers.
Sneakers, hair done, hair did, full beak glam. Oh. Not full beak glam, but like glam. And they cut said there may have been a cut crease. There may have been a wing. I don't know. But they were going, they said on the thing, it was like testing if the comfy outfit theory works. And then all of these girlies were commenting, being like, it works for me. Like, you get so many guys hitting on you. So basically, if you're dressed more casually,
mm-hmm.
more guys will go up to you because you look approachable and look like you don't care. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot me. I don't know. I haven't tested it, but apparently.
First and foremost, we don't dress for men.
Let's just put that out there.
But, you know, when you dress up real nice,
mm-hmm.
you got like that bodycon, you got those heels.
Bodycon.
I'm just picturing us like
the VS
a few years ago. Yeah. I got two bras on. I got my hair up, like
The ponytail
extensions, full beat glam. Okay. But so we're full glam.
Full beat.
I feel like a guy could see that and be a bit intimidated. Maybe. Yes. And like being like, oh, she's, you know, too unapproachable. She's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's too...
Too hot. Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right word. I just mean like...
I said that before, but you guys know what we mean. Just like unapproachable.
Yeah, just unapproachable. Yeah. Intimidating.
Intimidating.
That's the word there I'm looking go. For. Thank there you, you everyone. Mm-hmm. Snaps. So I can understand, whereas if you have like nice, clean, even like glam-ish makeup, whatever your vibe is.
They were still like glammed.
Right. But then wearing casual
outfit. Yeah.
It's also a talking point because one, you're approachable mm-hmm. because maybe you look less intimidating. Mm-hmm. And two, they could be like, oh, like.
Where are you coming from?
Also, you'd stand out.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you stand out because when you're somewhere, everyone's dressed up. Yeah. Who's wearing sweats to a bar?
Us now. Or, us I mean, now. I'm not trying to.
Well, we're not trying to meet men, but like if we were.
If everyone's down to wear sweats to the bar, I'm now jumping on that because that is a piece of me.
But I think, I mean, I can see it working.
Do you know what? You have to do. What you want to do. If you like going out and you like shoulder keeps popping out and if you like going out, you like doing the full beat glam.
Oh my God, by all means.
You like the bodycon and you're not looking for men,
mm-hmm.
live your truth.
Live your truth.
If you're only doing all that effort to impress men,
mm-hmm.
this is your green flag to you don't have to.
Dude, imagine wearing a matching tracksuit to the club.
That's like
when we were 21.
Oh my God, we totally would have done that.
We
if we knew it was going to help us get dudes.
If this theory came to light a couple years ago, we so would have done that.
It's probably for the best. It didn't.
I know.
I would have only also.
Honestly, like on this TikTok, there was thousands of comments of girls saying this worked for me. So
well, actually, to be fair,
Riven.
The night I met Tom. We were in Byron and I remember I had like jeans.
We had spent all day at the beach or something.
We'd been at the beach. I had wet hair in plaits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had makeup on or maybe just like a light, like, you know, mascara eyebrow situation. Blonde eyebrows, not hot, if you know what I'm saying. Anywho, yeah, I remember just looking and I had those dad Velcro sandals on. Yeah,
we were not full beat.
I was very casual
and
found my boyfriend. So maybe, maybe it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, can this shoulder like stop being such a little whore? For those who are on audio only,
Caitlin keeps getting her tits out, and
I keep popping a little seductive shoulder at Maddie.
I'm like, babes, later.
What's it called, like peacocking when you're?
Oh my God, what? Means
that? Oh my God, it needs to stop. He's like, 17 who's that guy?
Again. 17 is again, it? Peacocking. Are you peacocking me right now? Is it? I swear it's.
You would know it is. You would know the reference. Who am I thinking? I know a movie reference.
Yeah.
Test it out.
Mm.
Let us know.
Let us know if it works.
Before you guys all go out and get on the prowl this weekend. Yeah. Get those matching sweats ready.
Even a pair of thongs I'd go as far as. I would.
Why I don't not? Think you're getting in thongs. I love
true actually. You might not get in.
You do like thongs.
I like thongs. I'm here for a thong.
It's one of our most conflicting beliefs.
Yeah, I love a thong.
Yeah, no.
I think maybe trackies. Start with trackies.
And a sneaker.
And a sneaker, yeah.
Like even like your earrings you have in, like a nice earring. A
nice chunky earring with some, maybe your hair done, some light glam.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I'm into it. Even just like a jean, like baggy jeans and like a t-shirt and like a low heel. Like just so chill. Super like you can, chill. You know, if you don't want to do the full tracksuit. Yeah.
If that's too much.
That could be too much. Yeah. Just like. Strip it back.
Yeah, t-shirt and baggy jeans.
I just popped by. This wasn't my whole event for the night.
I don't even care if I'm here.
Oh, I'm just here to say hi to a few friends. Mm-hmm. Just popping in. I'm carefree, going with the flow. I'm a
loose girly. Maybe that's
I'm a loose chick.
Maybe that's not the right word. Sorry.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
she's just relaxed.
She's a fun girl.
All right, shoppers.
Ew.
It is Caitlin here with Black Friday sales approaching.
What's that?
This sounds like an ad. It's not an ad. I'm just talking to y'all. Like a Coles voiceover. Yeah. That's what I sound like. No, do you remember those people that used to stand at the malls and they'd have like their little speaker and a microphone attached and they try and sell you jewelry and stuff? They're like, come on into Prowns. We got $5.99 for a pair of silver earrings. Do you want silver earrings? Do you not know?
I don't remember the speaker. I met like people trying to give flyers and stuff.
Oh,
in,
my God.
Maybe this is
like a niche Sunshine Plaza memory.
Yeah.
Well, the shopping center I used to work at when I was like 16, they used to always be selling with this. They'd have like a portable speaker and an attached microphone. They'd stand out the front and they'd be like, you want some earrings? Come in. Only $25 for you, pretty young lady. And you'd be like, what the fuck?
No.
Too much. That's what I sounded too like. Black Friday sales.
Black Friday.
First and foremost, Black Friday. Why does it start 3 weeks prior with
The amount of text messages that I have received this week, have you been getting them?
Stop texting me.
Like all these brands that like I don't even know that I was subscribed for, like 30% off, 20% off. Like shut up.
Hey, Maddie.
Yeah,
shut up. Did you know?
I'm like opting out on all of them.
Same. It's so fucking annoying. But like when you get one at the perfect moment, sometimes like I do buy, well, it's probably like one in every 100 texts. I'm like, I'm going to go on your website and use that 40% off code.
Yeah.
But point being, I feel like it's just, first of all, out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday is a month-long experience now, but whatever.
Like Cyber Monday. There's a lot to it.
Too much. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole other, not our issue. Point being, I got sucked in. I was like, shit, yeah, I'm going to start buying some stuff. And it turned into a full-blown, who am I? Spiral.
I see.
From Black Friday sales.
I see.
So I'm opening up all my tabs, getting ready to shop. Realized I don't even know what I like right now.
An identity crisis.
That's it. I don't even know who I am.
This is getting deep.
From Black Friday.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it really triggered something. I feel like I've lost touch since I dyed my hair brown.
Getting really deep.
I used to have my set look with my pink hair, and there was only certain colors I could wear because, you know, crazy hairstyle.
Yeah.
So I was very like content with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm back on the normal hairstyle train. And also my outfits would look kind of cooler because you'd be like, oh, she's got
pink hair,
such a big accessory. Mm-hmm. This could be totally in my head. But now I have brown hair. I'm like, my fits need to start fitting a bit harder and I don't know what fits I like. And I think it's literally caused me to have an identity crisis because I'll go on the websites and I'll open it up and I'm looking at what, say, the store is trying to sell me and deciding if I like that. But I think that's how you get sucked into one, losing your personal style because you're going for trend-focused pieces and, like, what you see the store being like, this is what you need to wear.
Yeah.
And two, how you spend all your money because you just get sucked in buying stuff because it looks cute, but does it look cute on you and does it look cute with everything else you have in your wardrobe?
There's a lot to unpack here.
Do you know what I mean?
Why don't you do like a color analysis thing? I've been seeing people
when they put the sheets in front of you.
Yeah, I've been seeing people do that. You should do that and see like what colors work for you.
Mm.
Try some different shapes on.
Yeah, I just need to like
silhouettes. I don't know.
I just feel so lost. Like I just
Pinterest. You know, yes. What I'm saying? Pinterest mood boards.
I like Pinterest, but I think I've come up with my solution, and I think it's going to be. I'm going to make a Canva document. I'm telling you all this because I think this is a common theme. I spoke to my friend Nat about this the other day and she said she feels the same. Like you just feel like.
I don't know what styles you even like.
No, it's just like that's on trend, that's on trend, this brand, this sale. And you're like, oh, I need to buy that. That person's wearing that. But like, what do I like?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking for everyone involved who's having an identity crisis, Pinterest, step one, Canva, step two. Pinterest pictures onto Canva and do it up like kind of like a marketing plan. Like, who am I? What do I stand for? What outfits do I like?
This
what colors
fun,
do
though.
I like? Yeah, like do like
spend
a life
time.
Yeah, like a who am I document.
Yeah,
this is literally what I'm gonna be doing when I get home tonight. And just like actually like filling in the things, like you can take it as deep as you want, or you can keep it surface level, just trying to find your shoes you like and the outfits you like.
Yeah,
but just really like, I don't know, looking at, and you just when you see it right there with the pictures, then you take that. And then you shop to that look and that style and your body shape. And I think you'll find you don't buy as much shit that you don't wear. Because I buy so much crap because I'm like, oh, that looked good on insert X. Or I don't know, I saw this website was 50% off or whatever. And then it's like, I get it. I wear it once. I'm like.
I actually hate that.
I don't. Yeah. So it's capsule wardrobe.
Capsule wardrobe is huge. Like investing in really high quality pieces that fit your body.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
I think that's the, like, do your number document one. And then from there find all the base pieces, yep, like skirts, shorts, mm-hmm, jeans, pants, whatever, mm-hmm, in like that color or, mm-hmm, like whatever, just neutral things that you can keep, and then you can style from there. So that's what I'm going to be doing for Black Friday.
Oh, I love that.
But I just wanted to give this PSA because I just don't want anyone else to just, mm-hmm, go and spend all their money on stuff because it's cheap and because, you know, insert whatever brand is like, mm-hmm, saying 70% off, mm-hmm, buy it now. Just really like reassess what you actually want, mm-hmm, and need so you don't end up with shit.
Don't impulse shop.
That all ends up just getting donated because you hate it.
Yeah.
So.
Agree.
That's all, guys.
Okay, we have a final dilemma to wrap this episode up.
Dilemma time.
Thank you for coming to our song.
What?
I don't know.
Performance?
Shut up. Okay. My boyfriend and I were discussing threesomes, which got us talking about having sex with the same gender. Mm. He told me he doesn't think it's cheating if he slept with a man outside of the threesome. Should I be concerned?
Denial is a river in Egypt.
I mean, it depends. He could either be super secure in his masculinity that he's not afraid to say that, or like, I'm just thinking about our boyfriends, would they say that?
I think they're still having sex with someone.
You think he's already sleeping with a guy?
No, I mean, I'm just taking the gender out of it. Like, for, right, me, if my boyfriend came to me and said he would have sex with a man, mm, and he was okay with that, fine, I don't care. But, okay, if he has sex with that man whilst in a relationship with me, you're cheating on me. It's still a person.
Yeah. I think it's just a bit of a weird thing to say.
Well, what would you do? Let me put you, okay, in your shoes. If John... It gets so personal when you put, yourself... Yeah,
like, if John did.
Okay. If your boyfriend came to you,
mm-hmm,
and you were talking about threesomes.
Yeah.
And he said, for both of you,
mm-hmm,
if you as well, Maddie, went and had sex with a girl, he's fine with it. That's not cheating. And as long as it's okay if he goes and he has sex with a dude, that's not cheating either, Mads. Are you down? Or is he cheating?
I think that's, first of all, I think that's such a weird way to like have the cheating conversation. Like, why is it with, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, why are we suddenly, anyways, that point one is just a bit strange to me.
Well, maybe, is he gay? He might be gay.
That's what I mean. I think he could be.
Well, maybe she knows that as well. Maybe, okay, let's also think.
No, she's very concerned.
Oh, so she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. She's like, is this a weird thing for him to say? When talking about cheating, right. If you're talking about cheating and you're like, oh, if I kissed a girl, like, is that cheating? That's kind of a normal conversation.
Right. But he's like, if I fuck a dude.
For him to say like, if I have sex with a guy, right, it doesn't count as cheating.
Well, then, yeah, it's like.
That's a weird thing to say.
You should probably find out if he has been doing that, because if he doesn't think it's cheating and you've been together for a while, yeah, like, I would probably ask for some more clarification. Mm-hmm. This girl might also know his sexuality. Like, yeah, let's just think, you know, he might be bi,
mm-hmm,
and she might know that, but, yeah, might not realize that he thought he could have sex with guys and it not, be, you know, cheating, be cheating. Yeah. But in my head, dating someone who was bi and they had sex with a dude,
it's still cheating.
That's cheating because you like guys.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, even if you don't like guys, allegedly.
I think it's cheating.
It's cheating.
There's a blanket cheating if you're having sex with someone else that you're not in a relationship. Unless you're in an open relationship.
Yeah. Or unless you're down with it. But this girl is not down with it.
She's not down.
She is alarmed.
She's alarmed. She's concerned. She's writing in. And I think you should do some more research into where he's at.
Mm.
And address the fact that it is cheating in your eyes.
Yeah. Everyone has different thresholds, yeah, for cheating. Mm-hmm. And if this is one of yours, fair, take valid, all sexuality, everything aside, not our business. Valid.
Anyway, that is it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed this chatty one again this week. Housekeeping before we let you guys go. If you would like to follow us on Instagram and TikTok, it's all just at Girlcode the Podcast, and also our Facebook community group, which is popping off.
WeChat.
What?
WeChat. Like WeChat. Oh, we be chatting.
I had no idea what you just said.
WeChat. Dude, I should
just. You just spoke Chinese or something. WeChat.
Dude, I should just like prank you one day and just speak a full different language.
I was like, so. Yeah, I literally asked you like three times. I was like, what?
Can you please come again?
Anyways, yeah, so yeah, feel free, and also download this episode and give us a 5-star review if you liked it. Thank you so much.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.